Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances, and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you grew up in the 1980s, and if you watched TV after you came home from school, there's a good chance you watched The Thundercats. If you haven't seen the show, well, how do I describe them? It's sort of a fantasy sci-fi thing about a bunch of man-cats with superpowers and eyes that glow in the dark, and they're all battling a mummy named Mum-Ra. I know this because it turns out that the Soundcheck staff is infested with Thundercats fans. We are also fans of Steven Bruner, the virtuoso songwriter and electric bassist who goes by the name Thundercat. We'll talk with him about his latest album, Apocalypse, in a moment, but first, Thundercat and his band are here to play live for us. This is Tron Song, live on Soundcheck.
Don't you know you rock my world? Don't you ever leave me turbo drop? Don't ever wonder where I'm going. I always come back.
That is Thundercat and a live performance of Tron Song, which you will find on the latest Thundercat release called Apocalypse. Thundercat is Stephen Brunner, who sings and plays a six-string electric bass.
Yeah.
Four wasn't good enough. Five wasn't good enough. He had to go for the six, the six-pack. Ronald Brunner playing drums. Dennis Hamm behind the keyboards here in the Soundcheck studio. So let me ask you, did you grow up, were you one of those kids who came home from school in the 80s and watched Thundercats on TV?
I don't even remember if I was going to school. Was I going to school? I think I was going to school. Yeah, I was that kid, though. Yeah, it was pretty long ago. And, yeah, I would, you know, sit and stare at the screen. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of the same thing I do now.
Was there music in the house as well? Did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, everybody in my family, they're all musicians. And everybody does something. Everybody has really outstanding personalities. And, they're very driven themselves separately also.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. What did your parents play?
Well, my dad played the drums, mm-hmm. and my mom also played flute and percussion. And, my dad would write songs too, you know. And it was just kind of all over the house.
Yeah.
My older brother plays drums, obviously. And then my younger
brother. Since he's here with you today.
Yeah. And then my younger brother plays piano also.
Right.
Yeah.
So was there ever a doubt that this would be where you chose to go?
Nah. I mean, well, actually, yeah, at one point, I'm also a visual artist.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I was younger, I actually did want to go to art school. And my dad was like, nah, man, you're a musician.
Well, you are a musician, and playing with people like Erykah Badu and Snoop Dogg and Suicidal Tendencies, you are all over the map.
Yeah. Well.
which, people always ask, if you do many different types of music, like, well, how do you keep? I mean, it's as if.
The goal is
as
to
if
stay
you would
busy.
Eat the same kind of food every day. You know?
right. You know, the working class musician stuff. You know, it's like I'm not the only one,
Right.
And but it's at the same time, it's one of those things where it was just, the opportunity, and also just, the people that I work with are so amazing. You know, they were very caring and also nurturing and bringing this out of me, so to speak, I guess,
Yeah, I mean, we do think of bass players as the guys who are sort of skulking around in the corner,
Usually you can't see whatever I'm doing. maybe drunk on stage or something, who knows?
So it took a couple of musical friends to kind of push you into the spotlight,
Yeah.
And one of those would probably be the electronic artist known as Flying Lotus. You've done a lot of work with him. You guys had that kind of big song a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he helped produce this new record, right?
Yeah, he executive produced it. He definitely had a hand in it.
Right.
And, I don't know what to say. I mean, the guy's he's a great guy. You know?
We presented a live broadcast of Flying Lotus from Le Poisson Rouge here in New York just a couple of months ago.
Oh, that's fresh.
Yeah. So let me ask. Growing up in a musical family, you would eventually have to have looked outside the house for mm-hmm. some musical heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you look? Who did you settle on?
Naturally, there's always the, Jaco Pastorius. And Stanley Clarke, of course, bigger influences in my life musically,
and
Herbie Hancock.
Great bass players.
Yeah, the standards mm-hmm. And then along with that, I was just very exposed to a lot of stuff outside of the house, too, working with people,
Have you worked with Herbie Hancock, the great keyboard player?
Yeah. I've had a chance to, he's a great cat,
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool because, it's like sometimes you picture these guys as always being so far off, it's like, oh, man, I'm never going to. And then, you realize, it's like Herbie rolled through the house at like 2 o'clock in the morning, like a regular musician, just kind of like, let's write some music, He was like, oh, okay.
And he's another guy who, look at his career. He's done standard jazz standards.
Oh,
he's done, kind of groundbreaking electronic kind of groove based stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
think I have like every Herbie album.
Really?
Like, I'm serious. I think so.
That's got to be a room unto itself.
It really is. And, like, the section of my iTunes, it just is like, it's just like it takes a second to get through it, and it's all Herbie.
Yeah. So, now let me come back to this six-string bass that you're playing here today. It's the four regular strings that most electric bass guitarists have. Mm-hmm. What are the other two? Do you go up and down? Are they both up?
Yeah, well, it's standard tuning. It's like, you know, of course, the middle four are E, A, D, G.
Okay.
And then it's B on top and then C on the bottom.
So you can get up into the guitar area on top and you can get even lower on the bottom.
And it's actually, it's not tuned, like, it's actually, the tuning is not the same as a guitar because the C at the top, you know, but it's like it allows me to still phrase it as if it was a guitar on bass, though, because it's still the same tuning as a bass.
And you're able to, you know, I remember when I was learning to play guitar, people would say, yeah, but you can't play chords on a bass. But clearly that's not true.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've always caught flack for playing a six string. You know, it's like people's expectation or, you know, what do you need all of that for? You know, and it's like, you know, but my history with the bass, it has nothing to do with the fact that I play a six string usually. You know, so it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I don't know. I kind of had to, you know, I had to develop it personally myself too, because it actually hurt to play it at first,
to play the six string.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it has such a big wide neck.
I
mean, it's almost comically wide.
It's pretty massive. I had to do it because you know, I had a smaller six string with a smaller neck, and it just started wearing my hands out, and I used to have to wrap my hands up, and I would get all these little nodes and stuff in my hands.
Yikes.
And then now, because it's way bigger, it's like a lot more easier for me to play. I feel like my hands are more spread out a bit. So. Yeah.
We're speaking with Thundercat. His new album is called Apocalypse. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. You want to put the six strings back in action?
Sure.
You want to do Evangelion next?
Yeah.
It's Thundercat with Ronald Bruner and Dennis Hamm playing live on Soundcheck.
It's superficial the way that you listen. Open your ears and your mind. Just take the time to look a bit deeper. You'd be surprised what you'd find inside. We're only human, that makes it simple, but all our minds are complex, and it's fine. It's fine. Can you read my mind, or can you read my heart? Because they're not one in the same. Your good intentions pave a path beaten, where hell and earth are all one in the same. Earth are all one in the same. hell and earth are all one in the same. Hell and earth are all one in the same. Hell and earth are all one in the same. Hell and earth are all one in the same. Hell and earth are all one in the same. Hell and earth are all one in the same.
That's called Evangelion from Thundercat, playing live on Soundcheck. You'll find a version of that on the new Thundercat record called Apocalypse. Let's hear another song. Thundercat playing the bass and singing, Ronald Bruner playing drums, Dennis Hamm on keyboards. This is the single from the new record. It's called Heartbreaks and Setbacks. Ooh. That's called Heartbreaks and Setbacks, another live performance in the Soundcheck studio from Thundercat. You'll find that on his latest album called Apocalypse. Thundercat is Steven Brunner, who sings and plays the bass, and on that song, drummer Ronald Brunner and keyboard player Dennis Hamm also providing some backing vocals. And Steve, Apocalypse is your second album after the first one, which was called The Golden Age of the Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Are you stuck in a kind of post-apocalyptic place here?
Yep, just kind of waiting for the sky to fall. Just ready for that any day now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that Thundercats, that animated series, that had kind of an apocalyptic flavor, too.
Yeah,
a lot of those shows did.
Yeah.
When you think of some of the things they were feeding us when we were kids TV, it's like a wonder any of us grew up to accomplish anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we just look at the generations after us. No, I'm just kidding. Wait, that's terrible. No.
That's when you know you're getting old, when you start saying things like, and the generation after us.
Right, these crazy kids and their microwaves.
Yeah. So, how did you settle on the name Thundercat for your musical name?
Well, I mean, it was kind of one of those things where my friends just kind of started calling me. I was always the guy wearing a Thundercat shirt, you know? And it was like, you know, it was like, if you didn't know my name, it was like, guy with the Thundercat shirt, you know? It was like that kind of. And then my friends, as I would write music and stuff, you know, they just started calling me Thundercat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of stuck.
All right.
Yeah.
So as we mentioned earlier, Flying Lotus helped produce this new record, as he did with the first. And there's a kind of circle of friends, musicians slash friends, that seems to orbit around Flying Lotus there in California, one of whom passed away.
Yeah.
Austin Peralta.
Yeah.
22 years old.
Yeah, he's a young genius, man.
And he played keyboards on your first record.
Yeah.
So, you know, how much of the heartbreaks and setbacks of this album comes from, you know, that experience?
A lot of it, you know. It's like the second album actually was a tribute to Austin. And it's one of those things where it's like, it's funny. I every once in a while I'll listen to the albums, you know, because I'll try to. And I remember I haven't listened to The Golden Age in a while. And I listened to it and I had to pull over and I just brushed into tears because it was like the guy was all over the album. And it was just like, whoa, you know, it was like that did happen. You know, I'm happy that I had a chance to document his life to some degree while he was here,
right.
You know, and it's still very difficult to deal with. It's actually been a year, I think the last couple of days, it's been literally a year since he died, and it was one of those things where it's like I could still feel it, you know, very heavily, and you know, I'm happy that I got a chance to cross paths with the guy growing up, you know.
He was 22, died of pneumonia. Folks, if you go online on YouTube, you can find a video of Austin Peralta doing a version of the song that you and Flying Lotus did.
Yeah.
Really nice version, too.
Yeah. There's actually the funny thing. There's a video on there, too, where me and him are actually playing. This is when I first started doing my own stuff. It was always just me and Austin, usually. And it was like I was really nervous. But there's this one video that I always look at, and it's literally like we're just playing in a sound check, and it just always reminds me of how simple things were between me and the guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, miss him dearly.
Thundercat with us on Soundcheck today. The album's called Apocalypse. I asked you before who your sort of heroes were growing up. You mentioned people like Jocko and Stanley Clarke and stuff. Anybody out there now that sort of you know, has caught your attention?
Oh, well, yeah. The funny thing is,
these crazy kids in that next generation.
Yeah, man. I listen to a lot of newer people, actually. I listen to a lot of rap. So, you know, I'm definitely very influenced by, like, you know, Tyler, the Creator, and, you know, the ASAP Rockies, and, you know, Drake's, and all the cats of now. You know, I'm very, you know, I like it a lot. You know, some of the stuff these guys are saying, you know, I can relate to. And it's, you know, as far as music-wise, I mean, for some reason, I always find it better to go backwards.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun going backwards down the timeline of music. Like, if you go further back, it's like you go, what was this, you know? And other than that, I'm listening to a lot of, there's a band, Lightning Bolt, that I just recently became a fan of. They're pretty, you know, spastic, man. They're amazing, you know, and I'm just now finding out about them. I'm like, whoa, you know?
Yeah,
You know, amongst a lot of other things, I listen to a lot of composers and stuff like Sven Liebeck, you know, and Jeremy Lubbock, a couple of cats that did a lot of, you know, earlier composition stuff, you know?
Right.
And I don't know, man, but definitely very influenced by a lot of my peers, you know? I'll hang around, like, Mac Miller a lot, you know? And we just sit and have all these conversations and we write music and, you know, just space out, you know, pass out and wake up and then do it again, you know. And it's like, you know, it's fun. You know, it's a lot of fun. And I'm happy that I can share some of that with my peers, you know, like the, you know, the exchanging of, you know, everything that's going on up here. So,
well, I mentioned before, you know, the fact that it's like a circle, it's a community, and it's not, you're just, yeah, not just musicians, you're kind of friends, yeah, as well. It seems like that's an important part of it.
Yeah, LA's a really big, small place.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it, you know.
Well, most big cities are. I would say the same thing about New York, mm-hmm, you know, a lot of small towns making up one big city. Thundercat, Steve, it's been great having you and the band playing for us here in the studio today. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having us, man.
This is Soundcheck.
There lived a king of all the cats whose rule was fair and just. He had a team of mighty catmen all at his command. And his general was mighty strong, a general to fear.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soundcheck from our archives. It's timely again, though, because as it turns out, Thundercats are coming back to TV, a series called Thundercats Roar. And this music in the background is by Thundercat, written for this Cartoon Network show. Thundercat's been busy. He also announced that he has an album, a full record, with the late Mac Miller that presumably we'll be seeing and hearing sometime soon. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. This session was engineered by Rick Kwan. And I'm John Schaefer. Check us out online for videos and more at newsounds.org.